In the 19th century, patients afflicted with tinea capitis represented an important portion of the patients in the dermatological departments. Until the end of the Ancien Régime, tinea capitis was treated outside Saint-Louis in a hospital called l'Hôpital des Petites Maisons, no longer in existence. Then, as reported by Crisy and Parrish, quote, in the early years of the 19th century, the care of favus and other chronic diseases of the scalp at l'Hôpital Saint-Louis had fallen into the hands of a mysterious pair of brothers, les frères Mahon, commercial empirics who had developed secret medications for the treatment of favus, unquote. From 1853, a special department and a dispensary were created and headed by Bazin at Saint-Louis. Despite this medical improvement, the children had to interrupt their schooling until the favus was gone. With compulsory school attendance, the solution was a treatment facility and a school in a single place. Lallée succeeded. A school, École des Teigneux, where the young patients were given treatment and instruction every day, opened in 1886. The assistance publique that named the new school École Lallée in January 1894 acknowledged the role of Lallée. It existed until the 1960s when Grisio-Fulvin drastically changed the treatment of ringworm. This very original school is still visible at the corner of the Rue Bichat and the Rue de la Grange aux Belles. The name of Lallée remains on the frontage of the building today, devoted to the Center for the Treatment of the Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Being now more familiar with the history of the L'Hôpital Saint-Louis, you will now learn something about the masters of the Paris School of Dermatology. In fact, your visit to the Wax Museum and Library starts with this tribute.